תפילת ראש השנה. One of the main tefillas of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, V'chein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. Tzadikim, the terminology of Chazal, is known as tzadik yisoid olam. Tzadik is the person who is a shomer bris. וכן צדיקים יירו וישמחו וישורם יעלויזו וחסידם ברינו יגילו ואילוסו תקפוץ פיו וכל הרישו כולן כאושם תיכלה כיסא וממשלס זודוין מן הארץ. Our tefila is that the koyach hara, the koyach hatuma, should evaporate and be removed. The Memshele Zodin. Memshele Zodin means it's a melucha, it's a kingdom. Meshola, says the Goyin, the difference between Melech and Meshola. The Melech is who you want to take as a king. Memshala is against, even if you don't like it, he's a dictator. Ki l'Hashem ha'melucha u'moishel ba'goyim. So it's the goyim, when the Ribbono Shel Olam today is a melech, he's a moishel ba'goyim. Whether they like it or they don't like it, they accept it, they have to accept it. The Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. When Mashiach will come, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will be a melech al kol ha'olam. Then everybody will see that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, ein od milvadoi, and he'll be the melech. Kisavim memsheles zodim min ha'aretz. It's a mesholah. It's a kingdom that goes against us. Whether we like it or not, it's there. And our tefillah is that this dictatorship that was forced down us should be removed. And this is the tefillah that we go through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's one of the main tefillahs of Tzadikim Yiru V'Yismochu and Kisavim Memshele Zodim Min Ha'aretz. Rebellia, one of his famous Mesholim, I'll take the Moshel and bring it down to today's society, in the middle of a game, when it comes to the end of the game, the last few minutes of the game, they're holding equal, both sides are holding equal. Whether you're falling off your feet or not, the players will force themselves extra koichas to make sure that they score a goal. They'll go out their way. The koyach that they didn't have throughout the game, it will suddenly come out, hidden koichas. Says Rebellia, that's the same before Mashiach will come. There'll be a tremendous fight between Kedusha and Tahara. And the Koyach HaTumah knows that once Mashiach comes, once there'll be a Gula, it'll be Savim Memshele Zodin Min Ha'aretz. This Memshele, this kingdom of Tumah, this Koyach HaTumah will be wiped out. And he wants to fight the last minutes of the game. For the last 6,000 years that he's been fighting Toiv and Ra, the Ra still wants to chap a few more neshamas. And that's why you find today that the Memshele Zodin is an unbelievable Memshele. It's forced down our throats. 200 years ago, a guy who was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, he was sitting in Tevas Noyach, he was away from the Welt. It was shaykh to him to learn B'Kedusha V'Tahara. Today, even in the Beis HaMedrash, it's possible to sit with the Gemara Rashi Tosfos and at the same time be under this Memshele Zodin Min Ha'aretz. That Memshele that's forced on you through the internet, through the iPhones, forever it is. just walking on the street today. That memshala of schlepping bochrim out from learning Torah and making their Torah shalebi kedusha is a tremendous fight that's going on before Mashiach's time, and the koyach hara is fighting to chaperein what it can before it gets wiped out. That's why you find today the nisoyin of kedusha is more than it ever was. Why dafke is the koyach hakdusha so important to Klal Yisrael? When Klal Yisrael was, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai and he told the Rebbeinu Shalom, they said, Naseh v'nishma, what do I give them, what message do I send them back? Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, v'atem tiyuli mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. You've got to be a princely nation and a goy kodosh, and a holy nation. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, you don't have to say anything more or less. This is the Tanai of Kabbalah HaTorah. This is the Tanai of Klal Yisrael coming in to be an Am Nivcha, chosen nation, to have a kesher with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Nothing more, nothing less. Atem tiyum amlechas koyanim v'goy kodesh. And the Medrash says, a meridika moshel of a melech that was mekadesh, a woman. And he said, hayesh that I'm a melech, you'll be the malka. Says the Ribbono shel Olam, hayesh ki kodesh ani, I am kodesh. If you want to be mekodesh to me, if you want a connection with me, you have to be kodesh. If you want a chibu with the Ribbono shel Olam, if you want to feel connected, it's not happening with Torah and mitzvahs alone. There has to be a connection that connects us, and that's only through Kedusha. Ki kodesh ani. Chofetz Chaim brings down in Torah Oir. V'hinei, madregas ha'odom v'kirvosu le'likim. The madrega of a person and his closeness to Ribbono shel Olam ba'olam ha'netzach, in Olam Habo, lav dafkin Olam Haza as well. Toli gamkein is dependable, ba'or kedushas nafshoi, depends how kodesh his nefesh is. As in ishkadsho ba'olam haze, which he was mekadesh in ba'olam haze. Our kesher with Ribbono shel Olam sign Olam Haza, and even in Olam Habo, it all depends on how kodesh we will makadesh ourselves down here. Ki lefi erech kedushosoi, the amount of kedusha, kach hi ruuya, so he is fitting liskadesh likedushosoi yizborach. However much he is kodesh, that's how close and that's how much of a kesher you'll have with the Ribbono shel Olam. Let's start from the beginning. Shulchan Aruch, the first halacha, which is a Pella Otsum. Loshna Mechaba. Osu lo hoiti shichvazera levatolo va'avoin zeh chomu mikol aveiru shibatoira. This aveiru is more chomu than any other Aveira Shabbatera. This is a Loshon of a Shulchan Aruch. Does state this by Yom Kippur. Doesn't say by Yom Kippur, if you eat on Yom Kippur. Doesn't say when you eat Chaza. Doesn't say about Znus. Over in there, Dafke this Aveira is Chomo Mikol Aveira Shabbatera. And yet, there's no Chi of Chorus. There's no Chi of Misa B'day Odom. The Oynish for a tzicha, it's chiv misim b'day adam. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, it's chorus. Here there's a chiv misim b'day shamayim. Or b'chomu mikol aveira shabbat Torah. What's so chomo about it? Seder. The grace of Avera, but chomo mikol Avera shebatayra. Roy Vazoya. Talks about the commandment, not a parish in the Torah, but the Zohar doesn't talk about Shmiras Habris, the Koyach of Chom and Mikol Averis, that Kimat Tshuva doesn't help. And we'll explain what's Pshat that Zohar writes that Tshuva doesn't help, and everything is Shayach Tshuva. And the Goin writes, that the whole atzlocha, bein beruchnius, bein begashmius, of a person's life is totally on how much he's a shomer bris. V'anu royim b'nei odom, murid de kaloshen. We see a lot of people in life that through their life they suffered from all types of avera, all types of illnesses. Oy machlas bonov b'nei beisoy. Or they're missing happiness. And they don't feel satisfied in life. You couldn't find a better moshel of today. 60% of Americans are taking antidepressants. Probably 40-50% are going to psychologists because they don't feel sipuk. They're missing panosa. Even in Ruchni's dicker things, they don't find the tam. The Yeda Odom, a person has to know Shina Gurimima Ikirim Beyoisa. One of the main Nakudas that cause this is the Chet Hanoira Hazeh. It's known as Chet HaYadua, the known Avera. That's how it's called in Sifre Kabbalah. It's known as Chet HaYadua. And the Rizal brings down, that's why it's the biggest mazik. Because you brought on yourself mashchisim, you were created mashchisim. In Olam Hazeh, the chol mazoloi, his whole mazel, is nepach l'ra, changes l'ra. And the Goin writes that through Shmiras Habris, a person is zeichet ha'atzlochus sayim Torah, Sayin Panosa, Sayin Gesund. From the Yisod of Kedushas Habris, all Hashpahs come. And the Shaila is over here, why Dafka, the Nekud of Shmiras Habris? There's other Averis. There was a Bris, Krusim, Klal Yisrael, on Torah, Bittul Torah Keneged Kulam. But you don't find the Choyma Ha'isa of Bittul Torah, which is Bittul Torah Keneged Kol HaAveiros, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So also by Bittul Torah, but you don't find the damage that is caused, and the kesher that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam is cut off. Says the Gemara. Somebody who brings himself to Machshavos Rois, he causes himself Machshavos Rois. Ein machnisim oise b'mechitzosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't bring him into his mechitza, into his daladamas. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down, that's also in Yenevelt. That means we can come knocking on the door with Torah and mitzvahs, and with Zeicha to Ascha and Olam Haba. But there's a problem. I can't get through the front door. Ein a Zeicha mechitzosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not Zeicha to be in the mechitza from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cut off that kesher. You deserve Scha. But you can't walk into the bank to pick it up. Because to get into the bank, You need to know, you've got to have this card that gets you through. That card that gets you through is called Shmiras HaMachshava. Shmiras HaBris. Eina Nichnos Machnisim Mechitzos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hirure Aveira, says the Gemara, is Koshim Me Aveira. It's harder than the Aveira itself. Why? What was I poigim so much that my Machshava, that the Kedusha of my Machshava is taken away? And you'll go around, you'll start thinking to yourself, and who is Nitzel Me Machshavas? Without even realizing, our Machshava flies away with it. So how are we ever going to make it? To understand Bechlal, we understand Tzagreis HaAveiro, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Chomim Kol HaAveiros. Let's go a bit deeper to understand why Shmiras HaBris is the spinal cord of Klal Yisrael. It's the kesher that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. In fact, the Bach says in Hilchos Mila that Mila is just not a one-time mitzvah. Mila is a mitzvah that goes through all the way through my life. It's a mitzvah that continues day in, day out. That Krisas Bris, that covenant that we cut with the Ribbono Shel Olam, is not just a one-timer. It's a mahalach all the way through my life. And when I'm not a shomer bris, it could be I'm bepoigim in the etzem mitzvahs mila. Let's first understand why. In Maisa Bereishis, the Ribbono Shel Olam came along and said, Na'aseh Odom B'tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu. Let's make man. Kidmuseinu, K'tzalmeinu Kidmuseinu, like our form. Na'aseh means, Chaim V'lozhna, you'll see soon, Nasa means, let's make man with all the koichas that the Bria has in Gashmias and all the koichas that in Shomayim has. A harkova, a put together of two tremendous koichas, Gashmias and Ruchnias, in one person. Say l'cha Hashem Agdulo, Va'gavura, va'tiferes, va'netzach, va'ahoid, ki chol b'shamayim va'oret is keneged. That, those words is keneged the bria of man, ki chol b'shamayim va'oret, because a man has all the keichas of ruchnis and has all the keichas of gashmis. It's a model. Kaviyochel, it's a model of what's going on upstairs. The Ribbono Shel Olam, in the Kavona, when we say Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, or Elekeinu, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Elekeinu is Baal HaKoichos Kulam. He controls everything. It's all coming from one person. Is the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to create, for whatever reason, now's not the time to explain, but for whatever reason it is, he wanted to create a man that has all the koichas habriya of offer, of tsomeach, of behema, chayas. We have all those different koichas in a person. He's gabikari, rotz katzvi. We have all the koichas of animals. We have the koich hatzmicha of growing. We have even more the koich hamadabe. And on top of that, we have this Koyach HaMdibur. The Yisrael. That the Ribbono Shel Olam was Nofach. He blew into us a neshama. Which has all the Koyachas HaRuchni. And put into as a cosmo of what the Ribbono Shel Olam has up there. And we control everything. And with this, I want to learn inside with you a shtickle in Nefesh HaChaim. It might take a few minutes, have patience. But you've got to help cop. Because it's very dakastikit in Yonim. These in Yonim you've got to help cop with. And even if it wasn't about the subject tonight, I hold that these sha'orim, every yeshiva bocha has to know stam as a yediyah ba'alma. Every yeshiva bocha has to know these few prokim, posh to understand who he is and what he is. So here in Perek Beis, he goes along and he explains, Omnam lahavin inyan b'tzelem elakim. What does b'tzelem elakim mean in the form of the Ribbono Shel Olam? So he says, the Shem Elakim, it's Pirush, Torah Chaim says, Shehu Yizborach Shmei Bala Koichas Kulam. He is all the Koichas. If the Ribbono Shel Olam was to take away his Hashpah for 1 minute, the world would be back to Toyu V'voyu. He controls all the Koichas. He is all the Koichas. V'inyim Mashu Yizborach Nikro Bala Koichas. And the reason why he's called Bala Koichas, ki kiloi kemidas boss of Adam. It's not like a boss of Adam. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki kisha Adam, when a person, kisha boina binyan derech moshel eitz, a person builds a house from wood. Eina boina boira mamti oz mikoicha eitz. The person doesn't he doesn't invent he takes wood that's already been created and he sets it up as a building. And the way he was masader it, lefi is rotzoin. Im shekoyche husav v'nistalek mehem. Even though his koyach has been removed from the actual binyan, a binyan came. Who is Baruch? That's by man, but by the Ribbono Shel Olam. K'moy be'ez b'riyas ha'olam as kulam. Just like B'shas when he built the world, Borom he created them, v'imtzim and he invented them. Who is Baruch? Yesh mein something from nothing. B'koyche ha'bilti tachlis, with his infinite strength and his infinite koyach. Kain me oz, so also, just like by my sabreishes, kol yoyim v'chol rega mamash. Every minute, every second, kol koyach metziusam, the metzius, the existence, and the way they're masud, and the kiyumum, and the way it's standing, is totally, it depends on rak b'mash hayu yizbor shmoy mashpia behem b'rutzoin yizbor kol rega. It's all totally on the Ribbono Shel Olam every minute, saying that it should carry on. Vayoyma Hashem Yihi Oir is pshat, there's a maimo going on every minute. It's not pshat, he once created and moved away. It's totally every minute on the rotson of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Totally kama rab maishri bashpiach b'em retzoin yisbrach karega koyach v'shifas er chodosh. He puts in it a new light. There's a new bria going on every minute. Hamachadesh b'tuvay b'chol yoyim tomid, we say in Berachas Yetzer. The Ribbono Shel Olam is machadesh ma'isabreishis every day tomid. Tomid means continuously. Ve'ilu hu yizborach masalek b'em koyach hashva osoy af rega achas. If the Ribbono Shel Olam was to take away his hashva for 1 minute, kerega hayutulam le'efes v'toyu. Be desolate, it would be gone thing. The world would just go up in a huff.
Tomid
That means the Rebbeinu Shalom is mechadish with his goodness every day. Ma'aseh Bereishis, haynu tomid mamash. Kol eis v'rega. V'reyosam, and the raya is, because it says, lo'oysa oyrim, he makes. It doesn't say, osa, he made. Oysa oyrim gedoylim. V'vayahi oyr, from the first day, that oyr is every minute. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom is making a ma'aseh Bereishis. What's Elokim mean? Bala koyachus kulam. That koyach is shekol koyach proti, every individual koyach in the world. Hanimso b'chol olamos. Hakoil, everything is who yizbarach shmoi. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Abala koyach shelohem. He's the bala koyach shemashpia behem. He's mashpia. He influences. He infuses. Koyach ugvura kol rega, every minute. Utluim biyodoi, it's up to him. There can be a volcano. There can be a tsunami. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam that minute deciding where what's going to be. Who can be Mashana? It's Seder Kiritzoni Yizbach, what the rotten Ribbono Shel Olam is. And then he goes on to Perek Gimel, I think. Kain b'dimyun zeh, so in parallel to this, what the Ribbono Shel Olam is, kaviyochol, boro hu yizbarach as ha'odom, he created man. This is something that you have to know. This is unbelievable chiddush. Boro hu yizbarach as ha'odom, he created man, v'hishlitu, and he gave him the power. Al ribei riven koichos ve'ilomos ein mispo. He gave him the power over thousands of different koichas, strengths, and olamos, different olamos, ruchniim, umothrom biyodoi, and he handed them over. You're in control. You're the melech. You're kaviyochol in a minute mahalach controlling the world. Shehihu. Umothrom beyodah, he handed over to his hand. Shehu hamadabiv amanigoisum. He is the one that speaks and is manig and leads it. Al pikol proti, how? To nu ois maisov, his actions, his movements. Diburov, his dibu. Umachshavoisov, and his machshava. V'chol sigir hanagoisov, and all his different actions, or the way he behaves. Hein l'toiv, hein l'ra, oy l'hepach chas v'sholom. That means Ribbono Shel Olam, when he said Nasa Odom, gave him over an atom bomb. I created you that you control how the world is going to work. And the Poshta Moshel is, when there's no rain, suddenly we go out and we start davening, and we make tzoymas, and we make tefillin, and suddenly rain comes down. Because we control it. We control it. Kim b'maisov v'diburov v'machshavos machshavosov hatoivim, with his maisim and his dibu and his machshava of good, who makayim kaviyochol. That's as if he controls v'noisin koyach, and he gives koyach b'kama koyches elyonim hakadoshim. He gives koyach ki'ilu for the Ribbono Shel Olam kaviyochol to work. I mean, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "I'm going to give hashpah." It's all there. It's all worked out. It depends what button on the computer you press. Depends what you do. Every tnua, every action, every machshava is pressing a button in that computer that brings down hashpah. The toiv olara umoisev bem kedusha va'or, and your moisev more kedusha, more oil. That means more hashpah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We are builders. Because we are masada all the upper worlds in Ruchni's dicker world. The hashpah that it has on the Gashmi's dicker world is totally on us. And the other way, Ali de Maisov Oidiburov. Oy machshavoy flashaloy toivim, oy machshava that's loy toiv. Hu maharis, he destroys. Rachmona litzlan kamo koiches, vay lomes al yoinim hakadoshim. He destroys a tremendous amount of koyach. Not that you destroy by the Ribbono Shalom chasvil and kaviyach. We're not talking about the Ribbono Shalom set up a mahalach that we control all the hashpoes. We control everything, and through doing a machshava or tenua or movement or ma'is or dibu, we destroy koiches ve'lomes al yonim hakadoshim, and we destroy worlds le'ein erech v'shir without even knowing how much it is. We cause our own destruction. We cause our own depression. We cause our own not having a sipuk in life. We cause our, whether we steig in learning or not, by our dibu, machshova, or maisa, which is loy toiv or toiv. It all depends on us. Oy machshich, or he darkens. Oy maktin oylom. We make smaller the oyr that the Ribbono Shloilem is being made by Yehi oyr. That oyr, the oyr at Torah, that the Ribbono Shloilem says you can get out of Torah by an aveira, it doesn't let the oyr at Torah come through. Umaktin oyrom kedushosim chas v'shol. Umoysif koyach b'maduras hatuma. And all you do is add more koyach to the tzad hatuma. The Goin says, Avera gereres, avera mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Says the Goin. Whenever you do a maisa, there's a muridika ruach that was created, and it doesn't have any menucha until it makes you do the same maisa again. And say by mitzvah, and say by avera. That's why sometimes you can have a muridika haragosha for dvar mitzvah, and you don't know where you got that gishmak and cheshkin you want. It's because mitzvah gereres mitzvah. And I'm all aveira. It doesn't make sense, and you know it doesn't make sense. But there's a muridika push. There's a muridika chuka. You want. You just have to. For what? When? What? Before, even without thinking. Why? Because aveira gereres. There's a muridika. Because by you want the first aveira, you were moisif. You added koichas hatuma. That koyach hatuma wants more. V'zev ayivro elekim es ha'odom b'tzalma b'tzelem elekim. Dafka b'tzelem elekim. Elekim is the Baal HaKoyachos kulam. The Ribbono Shel Olam created us as if we are also the Baal HaKoyachos. Shekamoy shehu yizbaruch hu elekim Baal HaKoyachos. Hanimtzoyim b'chol ha'olam es kulam. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam. He controls everything. Umasadrum. And he's masadi umanigam, and he rules it. B'chol rega k'rutzoy noy, the way he wants it. Kein hishlit rutzoy noy yizbaruch as ha'odom. So the Ribbono Shel Olam gave a person that koyach of shlita, that control. Sheyu ha'peseach v'asoyga. He's going to be the one that opens and closes thousands of different koyaches neilomas. Alpi, according to Prote Sidri and Hogesov, the way he behaves. Becholin Yonov. And everything. Not talking about mitzvah Avera, even the parable things that we say, yeah, no, could be grey areas of Judaism. There is no such thing. Whatever you do has an effect. There's only two things. Either Dovashib Dushos or Dovashib Tumah. Either you're pressing the computer that's going to bring down Hashpoz Toivis or Hashpoz Ro. Kefi Shorsha Elyon. The fee his roots, the fee what his neshama is up there, that's how much you're going to bring down. He is the Baal HaKoyach. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, and I'm going to tell you something more. V'zeis Teiras HaOdom. And this is something that we've got to chaza over day in, day out. Kol Ish Yisrael, everybody in Klal Yisrael, Al Yoma Beliba, he shouldn't say in his heart, Chas V'Shalom, Ki Ma Ani, who am I? I'm not about Kishron. I'm a loser. I'm a freshie. Umakoichi, what can I do? Live for b'maisa shvolem me in my lowly maisas. Shum inyan boilem, anything in the oilam. Omnon yovin v'yeda. He has to know. V'yikba, and he has to internalize it. B'machshovus liboy. He has to internalize it. V'data hayoyim, you got to know it. V'ashivoy se'el olavecho. It's going to come part of you. Shekol protei. Maisov, v'diburov, u'machshavoiso. Every singular act. Maisa, diburov. We're not here to talk about Nevil Peh tonight. Machshavoisov. Kol eis v'rega. Every second, every minute. Lo eis avidu chas v'sholom. Doesn't get lost. It's there. U'marabu maisov. And how great is his ma'isav ma'godlu v'romu. They're so great. Shekol achas oyle l'kfi falsho. Everything goes up to Shemaim. You're all pressing computers. Lifel pulosom. To make how it works. B'meroimim and Shemaim. V'olomus esachsochos oyus el yoinim. U'be'emes. And the emes is, that's poshup shat in damala mala mimcha. Damala mala, you want to know what's going up? What's going on upstairs? Mimcha is from you, because you control it. Damala mala, you want to know what's happening upstairs? You want to know what hashpahs? You want to know your kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Mimcha! It's all up to you. Ube emes. Ki ha'ish ha'chochum v'yovin ezois lamita. Somebody who's a smart guy. And he understands this to the emes, and he chazes is over. There's a lot of meforshim on this Reb Chaim Volozhiner's. Nefesh HaChaim has a welt of different meforshim on it. What we're doing tonight is just going over the surface, trying to give you some sort of insight into who each one of us is. But be'etzem, each bocha has to sit down and chazer this over and understand what it means. U'be'emes, ki ha'ish ha'chochm v'yovin ezo islamitoy, liboy yochel bekirboy v'chel arada. Yichapetzita, besumo al liboy, al maisav asher loy toivim heim, on the maisen that are not good, chas v'shom, ad heichon heim magim, to what level they get, lekalkil u'laharis, the destruction that is caused bechet kal in one small aver chas v'sholom har b'yoisa, much more than what Nebuchadnezzar and Titus. And then he goes on to explain Nebuchadnezzar and Titus. Titus walked into the Beis HaMikdash, took a Sefer Torah and walked into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and was mezana. You would say it's a terrible act. Says Chazal, Titus did nothing. Didn't do anything. Why? Because that they had a koyach to walk into the Beis HaMikdash was because we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash up there. The Beis HaMikdash milamayla we destroyed through our Averus. So therefore there was no Hashras Hashchina down here. Once the Hashras Hashchina went away, we were left with stones. It was just a building. So he went into a building. Did it do anything? No. כי אלוהי נבוכנצר וטיטוס לא עושה במעשה עם כלום. כי אין להם חלק ושרש בעולם הסלנים. They don't control the world. Ayid does. Ayid has a connection with the Olam HaRuchni, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. A guy has no connection. What he does down here is garnished. And he doesn't, it's only Raksha Bechata Einu, with our Avedas. Nismay v'tosh kaviyochol gvur shemal ki'ilu kaviyochol. The Ribbono Shel Olam became weak. The koyach ha'gvura that the Ribbono Shel Olam let control the world is through our veras. The Shechina moved away. The Ashpa stopped coming down. Es migdash Hashem timoy. The Beis Hamikdash we were matame kaviyochol migdash ha'elyon. The Beis Hamikdash elyon, which corresponds to the Beis Hamikdash melamata. Validei kach, and through that, toyolem koyach lenevuchanetzah v'titus lahachri v'amikdash shel matzah. And through that, they had a koyach to come into the Beis HaMikdash. And this is what we talked about a few weeks ago. That if they have a koyach to walk into a Beis HaMikdash and make a shechita, there's nothing to do with them. It's us. We caused it. Our avodas caused that they have a koach to walk into our base of medrash. Vuchanetzer Titus had rishus. There was no problem. It was a beautiful building. So they walked in. Because it was already destroyed. Kimcha techina techinas. It's already been grounded. Hari Kiavan is in Echriven Neve Malo. With our avodas, we destroy the base Hamikdash Kav Yochel Lamailo. Vehem Echriven. They caused the stones and to be destroyed. Im Kain. Is that what's next? Beis. And this is where we're going to come to the when a person goes ahead and has a machshava in his heart, machshava shaloi tohira, a machshava which is not tohi, beniuf in znus rachman al islam. What does he do? What's he doing when a person has a machshava ra? Says Chaim V'lozhna that since we are nasa adam b'tzalmenu. So what's the most important part of our body that connects us to the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Koyach HaMachshava. Is Haruhu Machnis Zoyna. As if bringing in a Zoyna Semel HaKina Baveis Kotche HaKadoshim HaElyon Noira Bailomis HaElyon HaKadoshim. When I have a Machshava Ra of Znus, I'm bringing into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I'm doing more than what Titus did. Says Reb Chaim V'lozhna. Because I control the world and my machshava is the main part that keeps the body and goof together, and the nasa adam b'tzalmenu is that's what connects me to the olamos helyonim. That's the kodesh hakadoshim of each personal beis hamikdash bilvavi mishkan evne. Each person is a mishkan. Each person in his heart is the Kodesh, and there's a Kodesh, and there's a Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Kodesh HaKadoshim of a person is his lev and his moyach. And when I have a machshava loy tohiras chat, I'm bringing a zoyna into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Umak b'rachmon el islam koichas ha-tumma v'asitra achav v'es Kodesh HaKadoshim el-yoin. In the Beis HaMikdosh l'maylo, each person has his personal Beis HaMikdosh. And when he has a machshava ra, psha is he's pouring out, he's doing what Titus did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Harbe yoyse yoyse mashanisgab, shenigram is garbas koychatum alide Titus. A lot worse than what Titus did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'chein chol cheta shekol ish Yisrael, any aveira, machnis belibe chas v'sholom eish zoro. We're burning the Beis HaMikdosh. And when we're burning the Beis HaMikdosh, there's less hashpa. And when my machshava is a machshava of znus, I'm being mezane in Kodesh HaKadoshim. I just know Maisa. That is the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Olamos Elyonim. Faket, hiru koshim me aveira. Aveira is only in a maisa down here. But what connects me, what controls, is the olam haruchni. That's the real world. And therefore my machshava that connects me to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm being metame, what is the real connection? That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Noch egevi the aveira itself. But here I want to go one step further to explain to you a bit more dakistic. Halt kop for a few minutes, because this is something that it's very hard to bring down. It's Kabbalah Dikum Musogim. I'm going to try as much as possible to explain it that you should be understood. The Ribbono Shel Olam, when he created the world, is Chazal tell us, Bereishis, is Ba'asorah Mamoris. 10 Mamoris. Vayom Hashem Yihi Oy, Vayom Hashem Tatshi Ores Desha. There's Asorah Mamoris, 10 sayings. With those sayings, he created the world. Bereishis. Now, we only understand who the Ribbono Shel Olam is through his pu'ulos, through his actions, through his acts. What? We don't even think about. We don't go past that. What was before, what was there, what was here, that's emunah pshuta. We only appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam through his ma'aseh bereishis. That's where we see the godliness of Ribbono Shel Olam. Bereishis, says the Targum Yerushalmi, b'chokhmosa. That's the koyach ha-chokhma. Let's call it machshava. Chazal is known as Rotzen Hashem. That was the Rotzen. The second maimer, in Chazal that's called the first maimer. The second maimer is Vayoyma Hashem Yehi Oyer. Yehi Oyer. That was the beginning of the Ribbono Shel Olam revealing himself, of the first part of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Through that, Vayihi Oyer, Hamachadesh B'tuvei B'chol Yoyim Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis, Ka'omu, La'oysa Erem Gedolim. So we go back to the original Bria of Vayayim Hashem Yihi Oyer. That's where we started seeing Ma'aseh Bereishis. When the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Na'aseh Adam, what he meant to say was, I want to create a man that encompasses everything that I created the world with. That means, in a man, Na'aseh Adam b'tzalmeinu means, besides creating him min ha'ofer, from ground, from gashmius, and having the koyach of doimim, tzomeach, Chai Umadaba, which means Ofo is the Doimim. He was created from Oim. He has the Koyach HaTzmicha of growing. He has the Koyach of Chayas in him. And he also has the Koyach HaMadaba. I also want to put in into him godly Koyachas. Ruchni Yisdika Koyachas. Koyach HaYetzira. Koyach of creating. A Koyach of reproduction. I'm going to give that to man, that he can also create Adam B'Tzalmeinu. That he'll be able to create another person who will also include all Koyches HaGashmis and all Koyches HaRuchnis. That is Be'etzem, the Oymek of when we say Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu. That the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a Koyach HaYetzira, that we can create, we can reproduce what the Ribbono Shel Olam created. The Ribbono Shel Olam created through Vayihi Oyer, through Bereishis, through the Maimah of Bereishis B'Chochmoso. He created a man that was controlled both sides of the world. There was Gashmis and Ruchnis that came together all in one person. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Na'aseh Adam B'Tzalmeinu, I will give him that Koyach HaYetzira. Let me be makdim. There's a Meridik Rosh on the night of Yehuda that's very scary. The Nadab Yehuda and the Rosh says that the Issa of Haitzah Zera Levatala is not the Haitzah, is not when it comes out. The Issa of Haitzah Zera is the Yitzira in the Machshava. That's when it gets created. That's when it gets created. When the machshava, b'shas chimum, b'shas when a person gets excited, through that chimum, he creates the zera b'toich ha-machshava, then it already leaves its makor. When it leaves its makor, it's already hotzal zera levatol. Avada the isa and the chiv is only when it's yotzal lepoil. But be'etzem, the hashchosa was already in the machshava. And that's why Hirhura Avera Koshim Avera, says the Nadi Yehuda. Because by Machshava Znus, it's an Avera itself. And here we go one step further. When a person has a Machshava Znus, and he's Yotze, even if it's not Yotze, even if it doesn't come out, but because of that Machshava Znus, he's Mevi Lidei Hiru, and there's a Chimum in the person's body, through the machshava, he creates a zera. What's he doing over here? He's taking the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach hayetzira, which was v'vayehi oir, was the first light of seeing the bria, and he's mashchis it. That means he shook the foundations of the world with his machshava. He took the Ribbono Shel Olam's koyach hayetzira of creating, and he threw it away. Could there be a bigger hashchosa than that? When the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the koyach hayetzira, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the koyach of reproducing another Odom B'Tzalmenu that will have all the koyachas habriya together to become a mekadesh shem shamayim, to show that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Einod Mulvadoi, which is Be'etzem, the Tachlis Habriya, to show that he's the Bala Koichos Kulom, and he gives it to us in a moshel of a person, that you can have all different Koichos, Stirus Minei Bey. But it's all in one person. And you'll understand what Echod means. And we take that koyach hayetzira, that koyach of destruction, where it comes b'machshava bereishis, where the first part of the machshava of koyach hayetzira, that's the first part of creating that zera, that goes from the moyach all the way down to yisoid, all the way down to bris. That's where it gets destroyed. Is that not destroying not just an avera that you did with your hand or with your foot or with a psalashon hara? This is an avera that shakes the yisoid of the whole bria. Eina nichnas b'michitzosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you just took the Ribbono Shel Olam's whole koyach and threw it out the window. You shook the yisoidus ha'olam with a machshava. That's why machshava is even stronger than the maisa. Because we control the real world, we're not living in a real world. This is olam ha-maisa. But the controlling of the hashpo, the controlling of bringing down, of being connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam. How can I be connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam, learn his Torah, when at the same time I'm destroying his Yisoid HaBriya? Tzaddik, when we talk about tzaddik, yisoid olam. We talk about Yosef HaTzaddik, when we talk about tzaddik, yisoid olam, pshat is because he's a shomer bris. A shomer bris is pshat, he keeps the machshava, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, of nasa odom b'tzalmenu. Let's make man b'tzalmenu. Like we have the koyach, like Reb Chaim Volozhin explains, that will have all the koyach as habriya, ruchnis and gashmias. and he will control the world. Let's make man that he can also do that. And we take that koyach, which is the yisoid habriya. That's you shook the world. Chomo mikol aveiru shabatayra. The oynish is no chiyuv down here. Misa de adam might be no chiyuv karas. Aba eina b'michitzos shel hakadosh baruch hu. The damage. It's more chomo than any other aveira. The damage that it does in shemayim. The damage that it does to you. Because you just shook everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted in this Bria. By the Makas Chayshach, it says that Klal Yisrael had light. And there was a Makas Chayshach. And during that Makas Chayshach, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died. Who died? The ones who weren't sure who wanted to go out. They had Shailas and Amunah. For those, says Reb Tzadok, Oir Zorua La Tzadok. Somebody who's a Shema Bris, somebody who's Bechinas Tzadok, Oir Zorua, there's an Oir that lights on him. Because he knows how to use the Koyach HaYetzira of Vayihi Oir. That oil was put away for tzaddikim. And as we remember, we spoke about it during Hanukkah. It came back by the Bria of Adam HaRishon. And it stayed, that oil Hagonus that was put away, stayed till after Shabbos. And then it was put away and it's held in Torah. Torah oil. That oil connects me with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That machshava, Vayeda HaAdam. When we talk about relationships between man and woman, the Torah talks about Vayeda. That's the word how it explains a relationship. Why? Because what causes chibur, what causes connection? When I'm on the same page. When I understand you. We've spoken about it before. I could be sitting next to somebody, I'm very close to him, in a physical term. But you might have your best friend who lives 6,000 ways in America, haven't spoken to him for 6 months, but you're closer to him. Why? Because you're more connected to him. There's a chibur in the mind. Vayeda ha'odom, when there's a chibur, when there's a connection, that's how it's through the mind, it's through the heart. Physicality is nothing. Standing next to somebody doesn't mean I'm close to him. Even though in the physical world, it looks as if I'm very close to him. Connection is through the machshava. Adam HaRishon was created on the 6th day with this oir. And with this Asura Mamoris were put into a man, that the man has that koyach of Yetzirah. And only through that koyach of Yetzirah is he connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because he's doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu. Let's create man. Let's continue to create a person who has all those koichas in one. And who can control the Hashpom in Hashemayim. And when I take that Oir HaYitzira, I take that Vayihi Oir, the Oir of creation, and I destroy it, then it becomes choshech. Choshech means I don't feel good. I don't feel for mitzvahs. I don't feel connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. My panosa is gone. I don't feel well because there's a choshech. Mitzrayim was teeth in the nose. Was the makar atuma. Le klal Yisrael l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yoyr b'moy shveisom. Who came out of Mitzrayim? The Shomer HaBris. Who stayed in Mitzrayim? Four-fifths of Klal Yisrael. Because they had Shalis and Amunah. When a Bochah has a Shalis and Amunah, I'm not sure, I don't know, I could. No. Nobody has Shalis. It's because you're disconnected with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because you're licking teeth in Tumah. Nobody has Shalis. Shalis is Koyach HaTumah. Because that oil has been cut off. You're not connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You don't see the clarity of what was on the first day Vayihi Erev Vayiveka Yom Echod. So Chazal say, why doesn't it say Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni? Why say Echod? Because the first Yetzirah was to show that the Ribbono Shel Olam is an Echod. He's the Baal HaKoichos. When I don't have that clarity, because I can't learn Torah, I don't have that Oyer HaTorah, I don't have a clarity in Amunas Hashem. I think I have to make my own ishtadlus in this world to make panosa. The real world. Rabbi, when you go out there, you'll understand we've got to set up our lives. Because I don't have a clarity, because you're living in Tuma. So I don't see who runs the world. I can sit in a yeshiva for 3 years and still have the same cheshek for gashmis and for momon. And to make it out there. And I walk in with the same Yetzirahs, I walk out with the same Yetzirahs. Because I never moved away from those machshavas. From the thing that stops us from being connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We ask the Shaila always. Don't know about other bottom midrashim. Be here. What's going to be when Mashiach comes? How's it going to look like? Who's going to make it? Who's not going to make it? Let me tell you, Yisoid, the Zoya. This man of Dais and Mashiach, when the time when Mashiach will come, call Inun the Notru Ois Bris. Anybody who was a Shoima Bris, Yashvi Yosemi Maisona, he'll be the one that will be saved from Misa. And the Zoya goes to explain exactly, I'm not going to go into it now, because we'll probably spend the next tomorrow morning first said about it, but the Zohar explains clear what when Mashiach comes, what's going to be. It'll look like Makas Choshech in Mitzrayim. Those who are not Shema Bris won't make it. There'll be a Milchoma. There's no way in coming along and saying V'sechazeno Eineinu B'shuvcho L'tziyim Barachamim. Let me be Zohar for my eyes to see when I'm sitting in front of a movie or watching a television program or sitting on the internet. You expect to be Zeicha that Mashiach will come. Your eyes are going to see Mashiach. With those machshovas that shook the Yisoidis HaBriah, you're going to be connected to the Oyer HaYisborach Shemoi. Those were the Shomrei HaBris. Four-fifths of Klal Yisrael went out the window. You might turn around and you might say, if this is the case, we're doomed. We're not going to make it. I'm sure it's going through plenty of guys thinking here, saying, it's not even worth starting. You're making a big, big, big mistake. There's a Muradika Ramak. The Ramak, who was the Rebbe, was just before the Ari. He wrote Toma Devorah. The Ramak writes, a person can live 1,000 years. And his whole life is only worth the one or two times that he stood beneath Soyon. Because a person's Yerushalayim is, and his connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, is how does he control himself b'shas nisoyim. The Or HaChaim in Parshas Achareinos says a Mori Dikazach. But before that, I just want to give a Hakdoma. There's a Mori Dikah Yismach Moshe. And he writes a very sharp Loshon. Sheiskimu imoy min hashamayim. Listen to a loshen from the Yismach Moshe. They were maskim with him in Shamayim. She'alidei gufa shekosher loy. Even though it's hard for him to break away from what he's used to doing, we've never heard about controlling machshavas. We never understood what machshava does. We still don't. We got a chazadis Reb Chaim Volozhna 50 times to understand, just scrape the bottom to understand what it is, what Machshava does. And it's hard for him. But the minute he makes a hachlota that he wants to change, but Zehu Masakin his collar over, with this he takes care of his whole past. The Stipler writes, do you know what a koyach and a oir lies on a person that goes through a nisoyin and controls? Do you know how much he cleans up? Do you know how much mess he cleans up? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, it's a meridiki yisoyid, that be'etzem, physically, mentally, it doesn't make sense that we can have any control over our Yetzirah. Today, vaday nisht. A person, al pi derech hateva, it's not shayach, be'etzem, to be a moishel, to control his kayach, koyach hateva. Unavada, unavada, his machshava zayich nisht. They pop in. So on that, all the Mephoshim and Zoya, when a Machshava pops in, if you sit on it, that's when you're Mechayev. If you move on, it's not considered a Machshava Ro. Because even the Rishonim want Nitzel min Hirhurim Roim. But Hirhurim Roim is dafke if I sit on it. If it pops into my head, and I'm thinking, and I carry on thinking about it, oh, then you shook the Yesodus Habriya. But if I move on, I push it away, and there's different fillers for it, we'll talk about that soon, then you're not mechuyev. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Avomisha Oivroi, somebody who's seen so much, somebody who's thought so much, how in the world is he going to be able to be in control? It's not shayach. How is he going to take away that cheshek and that rotzen? Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleim ani Hashem elokeichem. Tell Klal Yisrael, Nase Odom b'tzalmeinu. I created you b'tzalmeinu. I'm connected to you. Ani Hashem elokeichem. I'm your God. You're right. Midarech hateva. You couldn't make it. Because you'll never have the koyach. But because I put in you a koyach, ruchni, that if you decide Kishayaskim Ish Yisrael, when somebody in Klal Yisrael will come to the Haskoma, he'll agree to himself, Liz Dabik Bashem Eloikai, that he wants to have a Kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yishloit Bativoy. He will then be able to control his Teva. Why ki ani Hashem Elokeichem? Because I gave you koichas that when you want to be in control with me, you want to have kesher with me, ki kodesh ani, I will give you those koichas. But you must want. And wanting is a very scary thing. Because the Goyin writes, and this is where a lot of people fall in, lo yema adam, this is Neven Shlomo, Eilech ma'at achre ataiva ba'chemdo. I'll go a bit after the taiva and chemdo. I won't go to Ben Yehuda. I'll go to Mamila. Doch tis de kazoinis. I'll go to Mamila. So nishke proskite. Va'achekach efresh v'em. Then I'll be Polish. Ki kiven shamaschil limshach achareim. Since he started being nimshach, he started, what's it called, being moishach, he started being pulled in. Nitzat v'holach min achayim anitzchi legomri. He's going to be pulled away. There's no such thing as, I'm just going to chill tonight. I'm going to get his soiros by sitting on the steps by the koizel, singing mamash gevaldig in igunim, when there's 150 girls in the background. Das heißt, lo yelach adam acher ma'at taiva k'tzat. Ki koshem oid lifroish mehem. Va'af mi sheyesh bo yira v'toyru u mitzvahs, even somebody who has toyru mitzvahs, ki nishanimshach acha taiva, yoivad hakol, he'll lose everything. It doesn't work. The metzias is, I've seen this in experience from all Bochrim. There's no in between. That's the problem with koyach taiva. Yaskim Ish Yisrael is Dabek Bashem Elokei Yisrael. Yishloit Bativoy. It's only when you decide to be Dovok in the Ribbono Shel Olam, I want that Kesher. It's Choshech for me. I want to see this Oyer. I want to feel the Torah Oyer. I want to be Oyzaro Latzadik. When you decide to have that Kesher, then you'll be able to yishloit b'tivoy. And the Pashto Moshel is, a guy gets married. Suddenly he's yishloit b'tivoy. He's not running around. And if he is running around, it breaks the connection. Because you just broke the yisoidus, what keep us together. When a guy's messing around after he's married, Pshat is, you just broke the Yisoidus Habriya of what marriage stands for. You used the koyach of what keeps us together and you went somewhere else for it. That's exactly what goes on with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Na'ase Adam, we want to be Mizdabek with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to have a Shaychus to that Yitzira. Don't shake the foundations of what keeps us connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's kula b'machshava. And if you get on the bus on Friday and you go to Geulah Zos to Wissen sein, nimshach acher ataiva. You have to buy your papitas, buy them on Thursday. There's no halfway over here. If you want to be zeicha to Mashiach, you want to be zeicha to b'michitzosah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's one and only. It's either Kedusha or Tumah. And every small action. Don't think that when I get on the bus, I don't have to explain it to you guys. I leave it to your imagination. It all breaks some sort of kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Chofetz Chaim Sochi. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Gimel. Shloishim machriz aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yoyim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is machriz. He gives out a ramko. And he says, take a look of what I've created. Al ravak hador b'krach ve'eino choyte. One of them is on a bocha that lives in a town, ve'eino choyte. And he's not over. The Ribbono Shel Olam himself turns around and says, he's machris. Do you understand what that means? On a bocha, that is oimid ben nisyonai. The Ribbono Shel Olam is machris. The achroz in shemaim, ru'u b'riya shebarosi. Take a look at this creation. Take a look at this nasa odom b'tzalmeinu that I created. He's oimid ben nisyonai ve'eina choyta. Could I have a bigger connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam than that? That the Ribbono Shel Olam should be machriz in Shemaim every day about me? That I didn't get on the bus. That I didn't. I was careful with Shmiris HaNayim. I was careful where I went. I was oimid ben nisyoni. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm machriz. Why? Because my connection with him is in the Yitzira. The Ori HaTaira is Mechayehu. Mesir Shalom brings down that Kedusha, the beginning, it's hard. It's Avoida. The Seifer B'matona. It's a Matona. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives it to us B'matona. Because Al Biderech HaTeva doesn't make sense. And especially from where we are all coming from and from what we've seen and the culture that we're brought up in. Il zicha bi a matona. But to get that matona, that the Ribbono Shel Olam shleisha machris, you've got to make a rotzen that you want to have kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to be dovuk to the oir. You don't want to shake the bria. You want the Torah mitzvahs to have an effect on you. Zoya says a lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody who's a Shomer Bris, mishtabeach behem b'chol yoyim. He's proud. V'zoicha oisom tomid, and remembers them always. Where could you have a bigger shvach from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Says the Chofetz Chaim, somebody who is goiva, controls his yitzhahara b'dova erva, zoicha umeye ergodl al roisha min hashamayim. There's an ergodl that is on his head min hashamayim. There's gemaras that talk about it, that there was zoicha to see it. Today we don't have the schus to see it, we don't have the eyes to see it. But temetzias. What is Ur Godl? That's the Ur HaTorah. That's the Ur that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world with. Since you're not poigim in that Yitzira, in that Ur, on Vayas, Vayoyim HaShem, in the Asorah Mamoras, Vayoyim HaShem Yihi Ur, or Vayoyim HaShem Nase Odom, which was with through that Koyach HaYitzira, Ur Godl Olav. I'm connected to that Ur of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lisa'anig Al HaShem. Nana Miziv Shchinosai, says the Mesiras Yisharam. The Tachlis Abriya is to have a no. Miziv Shchinosai. What does Ziv Shchinosai mean? I'm connected. I feel different. L'chol b'nei Yisrael o'y o'y b'may shleisam. The Stipler writes, that as many mazikim that we created with our averus, one mitzvah that we did with a nisoyan, and we controlled ourselves, with that mysterious nefesh, we got rid of thousands of malachi chabola. Thousands. We cleaned the slate. Unbelievable. With one mitzvah by mysterious nefesh, one oimid by nisoyan. Mitzad echot, the choyma hadova is unbelievable. Mitzad sheni, Ribbono Shelem says, just want a tefillah, koyach ha-tefillah. And Mitzad Shem, after the shmuz, I printed up for everybody a tefillah that the stipler wrote, that you can say after Shmoneh Esra, for Machshav Yisroel, for Hirurim. That's a koyach ha-tefillah. You're showing the Ribbono Shelem, I want to be connected to you. You're showing the Ribbono Shelem, give me koyach to be oimed ben nisyoni. When there's a meridik koyach of wanting, the Ribbono Shelem will give us that matana. That matana of kedusha. And when a person has kedusha, he has shefa from panosa, from gzunt, from feeling good about himself. When he has a koyach ha-kedusha, his Torah, the Oyer Torah Mechayehu, the Torah will have a different effect on him. He'll have a gishmak in the learning. He'll want to come to Adavan. Because that's his connection. That's his tachlis habriya. He'll feel it. Anything that we don't feel, be yisoyde, is all in Yoni Kedusha. Satmar Rav brings down that each person, when he's makabel for himself, it's very hard. Because the sotan has his mahalchim of how to get you. But when the tzibu is makabel together, when the tzibu is makabel together, achlota, al koyach ha-tzibu, the sotan doesn't have a koyach. There's a shechina. And therefore I left on the bima for the Bnei Yeshiva that they should sign on the paper. Yeah, sign on the paper. I'm keeping 40 days. Because mikoyach hatzibu together, the Chavetz Chaim, when he made the chabur of Shmiras HaLoshon in the Yeshiva, they all used to sign. And you can see it in the history of Chavetz Chaim, different vadim, were all the Bochrim, including the Chavetz Chaim. You see Gedoli Yisrael as Bochrim sign their names to be part of a chabura, because it's a tzibu. When there's a tzibu, there's a different siyata d'shmaya. More than that. And here I talk to the yeshiva itself. Roiv Baruch Hashem, we can say in the yeshiva, Oshem Ribris. Therefore, I hold we have to go one step further. There's a meridike tikkun of Shmiras HaBris, because as we learned over Hanukkah, we learned the famous Avnei Nezer that says that the koyach hatshuva only reaches the heart. Lev Yovin Yoshiv. Tshuva is from the heart. And hayos that Shmiras HaBris, you are poigim b'moyach b'machshava. So you need something more than tshuva. What's the kach? And that's what the Zoya means when there's no tshuva. There's no regular tshuva. You've got to have a much stronger tshuva. You've got to have a tshuva where you use your mind only for the Ribbono Shelem. Koyach ha-toira. Koyach ha-toira means harving and learning, where you clean out that machshava and you get connected to the Or ha-toira. That cleans up the mess. And therefore I hold, whoever wants to be makabel at the end of the 40 days, the $500, I feel just a bit step further than just being Shema Bris. There's got to be a bit more here. And I think the yeshiva's on a madrega where we can mon it. All I ask of every bocha is
15 minutes a day, Friday, Shabbos, even though the minhag ha'olam is from Thursday night till Sunday, there's no such thing as, not sure what, but whatever you want to call it, but Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, 7 days a week, 15 minutes where the bochel sits down in the Beis HaMedrash. There's no phone that you pick up. There's no Dvarim B'Teilim. You're totally engrossed, and it's very hard. 15 minutes is a long time. 15 minutes of 60 seconds a minute of being engrossed in Torah. There are two parts you can do. Either Mishnayis, because Mishnah is a Meridika Skula for Taharas HaNefesh. Mishnah is Neshama. It's a Meridika Taharas HaNefesh. Or Halacha. Halacha also has a Meridika Koyach of Taharas HaNefesh. 15 minutes, that's all I ask, of every Bocha, on top of being a Shema Abris, which for Baruch Hashem, for most Bochrim, it's not too hard. But something more to clean up that mess, that when we walk out of a Shoivavim, we will feel more connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We would have cleaned up those Mekatrigim. We would, when we go out to life, the Yismach Moshe writes that even though when a person gets married, so he starts having a Kedusha Dika life, but he forgot to do tshuva on his Chatush Na'urim, and it comes back to haunt him during his life. It affects him because he created Mazikim. He shook the Yisoidus Abriya. You can't get away from it. Clean it up now. You take 15 minutes a day, on a Friday and on a Shabbos, and on a Sunday and a Monday, 15 minutes where you sit down, either with a Chavrusa or yourself, and you're totally engrossed in Torah. Totally. Totally means you work on the Mishnah, you chazer it, and you talk it out. It's not sitting in the base of the Medrash with your feet up and reading some fairy tale of some art scroll translation of the Mishnah. I'm talking about harving. 15 minutes. 15 minutes of putting yourself right into the learning. Do you know how much that will be by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Do you know how much you show the Ribbono Shel Olam with that? The Koyach HaTorah and the Koyach of Kedusha, that we will be Zeicha to the Oizah Ruah LaTzadik. And I just want to finish off with one bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to his kids. HaMalach HaGoyel Oisi Mikol Ra. Ra is always in the Torah. Zoya, Ra is always Lagabe Shmiras Habris. Agoyal Oisi Mikol Ra. Yaakov Avinu was the Spitz Kedusha. Spitz Kedusha is Yaakov Avinu. He was Goyal, this Malach that was saved me. Mikol Ra, Yivorech Es HaNa'arim, Vikore Vehem Shmi. We should always be considered B'nai Yaakov. We should always have that Siyata Dishmaya of being B'nai Yaakov. V'ikarev em shmi v'shem ha'i v'sa Avron v'yitzchok v'yidgul o'roiv b'karev o'aretz. You should have hatzlocha and you should have panosa, gesund, and siyata dishmaya in Torah and Yerushalayim, because that malach that says Yaakov Avinu that was shoy me mira, v'ikarev em shmi v'shem ha'i v'sa, you should be known as B'nai Yaakov. And with that we will be zoicha to the sechazeno einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'racham. Thank you.